Okay, damn right they shot first. It's Guardians of the Geekery.
Woohoo!
This is Rogue Podcast number 7?
5.
So, I can't count. They're happy for us. Listen, they're cheering our Rogue Podcast. Okay, so this is Carol the Cat.
I'm the Giddy Geeker, and we are here with
Katie Bearden of Shakespeare, Carolina.
Yeah, so we just left Duke Energy Theater down here at Spirit Square, where we got to see
They Fight.
Which is Shakespeare, Carolinas. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so it's kind of our baby, our very original world premiere, if you will, of the most classic Shakespearean fights. So when you're reading Shakespeare in middle school or high school, it's really tedious to get through all the language when you're trying to understand what people are talking about and they're throwing insults at each other. And then you get to the break in the language where it has in italics and little brackets, they fight. And that's not really fun to read. So what we've done here tonight and what we'll continue to do next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday is show everyone different excerpts of Shakespearean plays where there is only fighting.
Yes, so it's all the best fights from Shakespeare.
Yes. We have serious fights. We have funny fights.
Mm-hmm.
We have some that are more modern.
Right.
And
even a wrestling match.
You died a couple times.
I did die a couple of times.
Yeah. So, and it's men and women fighting.
Yes.
And
I
appreciated the fact that in the first fight scene, it wasn't the two girls pairing up and the two guys.
Mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm.
It was, there was cross-gender fighting. It
right.
was awesome.
We're a very cross-gender, colorblind cast. We don't see any of that, so everybody's just as capable as everybody else, so it's always encouraging.
Yes, they're all Shakespeare capable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
can I get a license plate for that? Shakespeare capable.
You'd have to take a couple of vowels out.
Shakesable. Oh my gosh, you can have a little Shakespeare on your plate. That would be, North Carolina.
That'd be really
great. We need
great.
A Shakespeare capable plate. I'll park in the boonies. I just want a Shakespeare capable plate for my car.
Well, we did get the Shakespeare bumper stickers, which
That's
you
true.
Can get at the table.
You
the
can.
Tickets were only $10, but with some fees and stuff like that, it's like $14.98, I think.
If you purchase
it
online.
But you can get it from...
if you purchase at the door, I don't think they tack on quite as many web fees as when you purchase online. And if you have a student ID, which it's been a minute since I've been in school, but I still have my student ID just in case of discounts... we do offer a student discount. It's only $5 because we know you're eating ramen more often than not, and you still want to be culturally active, so we accommodate you that way. And then if you're over 60, we also offer a $5 rate as well.
So you're basically getting, even if you pay the full price, you're getting a fight, $2 per fight.
Mm-hmm.
Is really a great deal. This is an awesome show. $2 a fight, you get to support a great, great troupe.
Yes.
And where can we find you online?
We are at www.shakescar.org. That's C-A-R, like Shakespeare, Carolina. We just chop off the end of the ina.
It's kind of like
we
NASCAR.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah.
With
oh, that's
bars.
Where I work, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
NASCAR
Hall of Fame.
There you go.
So by day, I'm turning left, and by night, I'm swinging a sword at a grown man. So there's that.
Yes, yeah. And there's lots of hairy chests, so if you're into
that,
and like
kilts.
I am,
yes,
there's kilts.
Yes,
my chest isn't hairy, though, just for the
yeah,
record.
But you have the hair on the top of your head.
I do have hair on the top. We feature fights from Macbeth and Romeo and Juliet and Hamlet and some of the lesser-known performed plays like Cymbeline and King Lear's pretty rarely done around this area, but I'm sure people would still like to see it. It's just a great way to introduce everybody of all ages into the Shakespearean realm because you were never meant to read it, you were meant to watch it.
That's right.
That's right.
And it was really exciting. I thought it was just really great.
Yes.
I love Shakespeare. And so
we had a lot of fun. It's a small intimate theater, and so you'll feel right up close to the action.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Original 3D.
Yes.
Yep.
So.
In the front row. Really, really close to that action.
And we have a bar.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was drinkage.
There
so and in August you have
The Taming of the Shrew.
So make sure to come and check them out this week if you can. If not, schedule some time in August to see Taming of the Shrew.
Yes, the last two weekends in August. And that one will be outside at the Winthrop Amphitheater in Rock Hill. So that is why we're called Shakespeare, Carolina, not just Shakespeare, Charlotte. We impact both the Carolinas. So the first half of our season is located in Charlotte. The second half is in Rock Hill. So bring a lawn chair and a cooler and sit outside and enjoy the theater.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, Katie, I know you just got off stage. Thank you so much for taking some time to
talk
to us.
Yes, absolutely.
And
I'm very sweaty.
Yes.
We can smell it. Yeah.
hopefully nobody can smell through
this
any
is
kind
not
of
smell vision. This is audio.
No, so you're good. We have Jetson's technology, but at least we don't have that yet, right?
Okay. So, we will link the Facebook.
We will link all the things.
Oh, thank you.
And we will talk to you soon. Thank you so much, Katie.
Thank you so much for stopping by.
Please.